Amen. We would like to say it is so good to be here with you this evening, and that this is Washed by the Blood Ministries and broadcast, and that on sermon audio. And we do appreciate the Lord for all that He's done for us, and that this week, and that since the last time we've been upon the broadcast, and just so thankful for just the confirmation God has given us, and heard some good words in that here over. The last week, I guess just really the last week of those that's contacted and said they're so glad that we're still sharing the Word of God, and that upon the internet, the airwaves, I guess you could say, of the internet. And we do thank the Lord for Sermon Audio allowing us to have this platform to be with you. So we appreciate you and all that you do, Sermon Audio, and we just want to thank those who listen in this evening before we get started. But we are going to be in the book of 1 Peter this evening. The book of 1 Peter in chapter number 2 in the Word of God. And I do want you to pray for us as we stand tonight. Share with you what God's put on our hearts this week. And boy, I'm excited tonight to share the Word of God and what He's given us. And we're just so thankful in that for just what we just got done praying here just a moment ago. Just thankful for the Word of God and how it's able to prick a heart. It's able to draw us to a place of conversion, conviction and conversion, and it's able to save us and that just by the power of His Word and what He's done, what Jesus has done for us, and knowing that one day after a while, when this life's over, Jesus has done all He's done to prepare a home for us that'll trust in Him and be saved. And I'm so thankful this evening to just stand tonight and say that I'm glad I know that I'm saved and I'm not going to hell. Amen. But anyways, in the Word of God, you pray for us, and we'll share with you just exactly what God's give us. And I'll share this. There was somebody mentioned something there the other day, said, why don't you ever play any music and that on the broadcast? And that'd be good if the Lord would lay it on our hearts. And He may do so, but I tell you what, the most important thing is, and what we need more than anything in this world, in this day which we live, is we just need the Word. Amen? We need the Word of God. We don't need more music. We don't need more of this and movement and all this. We need more Word. And I believe if there's more Word and Him exalted, then I believe we'll see all the rest come into place. Amen? But anyways, in the Bible, the Word of God, chapter number 2, 1 Peter, we're going to begin reading here in verse number 1, and I'll give you just what the Lord's give us, and I'm going to ask the Lord to just go ahead and bless it before we read tonight. I just feel like the Lord is already working, and I just want to ask Him to just go ahead and do what He'd do and that with this tonight. Father, we love You. We thank You. We praise You, Lord. We just thank You, God, for Your ministering this week. And we ask You, God, as we bow this unworthy head, God, that You'd just be with us as we stand, Father, and that to proclaim Your precious and holy Word. And God, I pray, Lord, that wherever the hearts may be tonight across this world that'll listen to this message, God, I know, Father, You're able to spread it and send it. And God, I believe with all my heart, God, You're going to do so. But God, I ask You, Father, tonight that wherever it would land, wherever the seed, God, would be spread, Father, I pray it would fall on good ground. And God, I pray, Father, Lord, that You'd take and God, that You'd cultivate that ground. And God, that You'd break that ground up tonight. Father, as we get ready to throw the seed, God, I pray, Lord, that You'd go ahead and plow up that old stony heart. God, Lord, I pray that You'd go ahead and prepare and sling open the door to the heart of that individual tonight that needs a word from heaven. God, that maybe is about on the brink of dying lost and going to hell. God, I pray, Father, You'd save them, God, through Your saving, convicting power. And God, I pray, Father, Lord, they'd be a great testimony abroad and that through this message tonight. God, we give You all praise, glory, and honor. And we ask these things tonight in the blessed name of our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Verse number 1 of 1 Peter in chapter 2, the Bible says this, wherefore laying aside all malice,
all guile, all hypocrisy, all envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire of the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I'm glad He's gracious tonight. To whom coming? And that as unto the living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. And ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable and that to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also, boy, this is all good reading tonight. I believe you could just about park anywhere and preach, amen. But the Bible said, therefore, also it is contained, and that in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion, and at a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded, and that unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which is disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, and that the same is made the head cornerstone. If you don't know just yet, let me go ahead and tell you that he's talking about Jesus. Amen. And the Bible said, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. But I like this tonight, and that it said, and listen, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises and that of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past, now listen, in verse number 10, in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not attained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, and that abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversion and or conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be by your good works, and that which they shall behold and glorify God in the day of visitation. Tonight, with the help of God, I want to preach in that on verse number 10. I know we've read all these scriptures tonight, but I had to read them all to get where we was getting tonight. I want you to look in verse number 10 one more time before we preach. The Bible said, which in time past were not a people, and that, but now listen, are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy. I want to say that one more time, which had not obtained mercy, but listen what the writer writes, but now have obtained mercy. The Bible in chapter number 2 goes from talking about, and that the cornerstone, the head of the corner, and that which was laid up, and that in Zion, and that which was a precious. Oh, I want to say tonight, friend, the stone had to be placed, the stone had to be set, in order for there be a place where we could come to obtain this word, which is called mercy. I want to say tonight, dear friend, I love the old song that says, and that when a mercy walked in, he pleaded my case. I'm glad tonight that mercy walked in on behalf of Cody Harris when I was guilty as charged. Amen. Thank God tonight. And at the end walked mercy. Can I say that mercy was in the form and that of a man whom they called Emmanuel. And that, dear friend, which is interpreted interpreted. God with us. Jesus Christ of the Lord. And He was the cornerstone which was laid up in Zion. And can I say something unto you tonight, friend? Oh, thank God that the stone was placed. The thing was set in concrete before the foundations of the world. That mercy may be obtained. That when I was not even a people, when I did not amount to anything, and the sacrifice of blood and bulls and goats and that had to be placed by the priest, and all of a sudden, and that out of nowhere, and that I say that tonight, but from the throne of God, and that there was a baby born in Bethlehem that would grow and become, and that listen, what God's will and plan for His life was, of the Messiah, of the Son of God, of mercy, walked upon this earth, and He clothed Himself, amen, in the flesh of man, and He walked upon among us. A friend, the Bible said, oh, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that the only begotten of the Son of the of God. A friend, can I say unto you tonight, thank God that He was the stone said, and that, dear friend, when God looked down throughout the ages, Brother David, He said that there's going to have to be a more supreme sacrifice. There's going to have to be a more sufficient sacrifice. There was going to have to be a special sacrifice that would be offered one time. And I love it tonight. And that our theme verse, I guess, for this ministry is neither by the blood and that of bulls and that in calves, but by His own blood. He entered in one time to the holy place to obtain eternal redemption for us. A friend, that stone had to be set. A friend, that stone had to be placed. And can I say that the stone rolled through Jerusalem, and that on the back of a colt, a dear friend that He borrowed, and that dear friend, and He rode across the palm branches of the red carpet, if you will, and out of the people there. And dear friend, they shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna unto the King. But then in a week's time, they turned around and they said, crucify Him, crucify Him, and that kill Him, and that blasphemy, blasphemy, they shouted. And they took, oh honey, and He laid down His life, and that they took that old cross, and they put it across His back, and He went up the hill of Calvary, Golgotha, if you will, and He took, and He laid Himself out on a cross, and they drove the nails in His hands and in His feet, and bless God, He died on an old rugged cross. Ooh, and that for somebody like me and you. Amen. And friend, He died on that, but that wasn't the end of the story, was it? Amen. They took and they, old Joseph of Arimathea, and Nicodemus was even there in the midst when they took down His body, and they rolled it up in that fine cotton linen, and they took Him down there to old Joseph's tomb that was there, and they laid Him in there. They took and they rolled that old stone over the door, and in there they put the Roman seal upon it, that nobody would deal or tamper with the body. Oh, but honey, I say this, honey, they ain't no power of this world that can keep God out. There ain't no power in this world to keep God in. Amen. And honey, in 3 days' time, and that they said when he laid there for 3 days, honey, I'll tell you what he done. They rolled the stone back, and for 3 days the Son of Man, the Son of God, who was in the heart of the earth, do you know your Bible? And he obtained the keys to death, hell, and the grave tonight. Amen. Can I tell you what he obtained? He obtained mercy. Amen. He went on behalf of his Father, and his Father would honor him, and his Father would bless him. And dear friend, you read on over there about the blessing God would have upon him. What about Isaiah 53 when it said it pleased God to bruise him? Honey, what about when it said that God, oh, listen now, Jesus said over there in Philippians chapter number 2, the Bible said that Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and he took upon himself of no reputation, and he listened to me, he put on the form of a servant, a dear friend, and being in the form of a servant, he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And the Bible said, therefore God highly exalted him, and he gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow and every tongue would confess. And friend, I want to say, dear friend, that the name of mercy, whoa, and that Jesus obtained it, and then he gave it. Can I say something unto you tonight, friend? And that if I could preach anything tonight, I want to preach on mercy firstly. And that mercy, the Bible said in verse number 10 of chapter 2 of 1 Peter, it said, that in time past, we were not a people, but now the people of God. I just want to talk for just a minute about the children of God. Honey, I want to say you did not become a child of God just by happenings or just by coincidence. You did not come a child of God and add an heir to the kingdom of heaven. You did not become an heir and a joint heir to Jesus Christ just by some snowball chance. But honey, you became a child of God, firstly, solely because of mercy. Boy, I'm telling you tonight, boy, there's good liberty to preach and that in here and that in this place tonight. And I just want to say firstly, and that we've obtained mercy. I'm going to give you some scripture tonight, if it be the help of God for us to do so. And that concerning three M's. Now you bear with me tonight. Boy, God's been doing something in my heart. And dear friend, I'm no scholar. I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm not a theologian. I'm not some in that educated man with a doctorate degree, but honey, I want to say what I am. I am by the grace of God, and I want to say thank God tonight that I know something about obtaining mercy. I want to give you some scripture tonight just real quickly, and that concerning mercy. And that if you'll take in your Bibles, I want to turn in that to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. And I want to say thank God for the book of Hebrews. Friend, I want to say it's all good tonight. But boy, I thank God for Hebrews. And that listen what the writer wrote. And that in Hebrews in chapter 4, in verse number 16, I'm going to start reading in verse 14. And the Bible said, seeing then, and this is going to just go and back up what we done said, and that dear friend, but the Bible said, seeing then, that we have a great high priest, and that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Listen now, let us hold fast to our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. ways, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Boy, I'm glad I've got a Savior tonight, a dear friend who became a high priest because God honored him, and he said he gave him a name which is above every name. A dear friend, at that name, Jesus Christ, a dear friend, Jesus, by the order of Melchizedek, became a great high priest. And I say, thank God, by that order, we've obtained mercy tonight. Look what the Bible said in verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I want to say tonight that you can't have mercy without knowing the grace of God. Can I say that mercy tonight, and that in my vocabulary, means to spare you? Now that might not be what Webster said. That might not be how he pinned it down. But friend, I believe that mercy in my heart means this: he spared me. And that I deserved hell. I deserved the pit of fire and brimstone. I deserved the torment. And that of the, I'm telling you, of the terrible place that's called hell. I deserve my back broke. And dear friend, my legs broke and my arms not to work for the wickedness I've done in my life, and I ought to be in hell for it, but by his mercy, honey, I've obtained it by the grace of the unmerited favor of God upon my life that I did not deserve. I could not work for it. I could not earn it. I could not buy it. But thank God, by Jesus' blood, I have obtained it. Woo. And tonight I say, glory be unto God in the highest, that Jesus died for my sins. Mercy is obtained. I'm going to say it once, and I'm not going to say it again. Only by Jesus. It doesn't come by Buddha. It doesn't come by Muhammad. It does not come by Allah. It does not come by Balaam. Friend, I want to say it does not come by these gods. You go by their tombs today, David McDaniel. I've not seen it personally. But honey, I've seen pictures. I've heard stories. And said you can peer into their old tombs. And there you'll find dust and bones. There you'll find great possessions. And out of gold and statues and relics. And dear friend, find works of art, if you will, inside the tombs of those men, where they was honored, where they was looked unto. But honey, I say, if you go down to a little tomb down there in a garden, honey, there's a place down there. I've heard I've not seen it for my own eyes, but I've heard stories that you can walk in amongst the olive trees in the garden of that place, and you can find a little old tomb down there. It ain't pretty, and that it ain't got fine and that artifacts, and it ain't got paintings hanging on the wall. It ain't got statues erected in the name of the man that laid there. But thank God, dear friend, the man who laid there, and that only, and that for a short time. And honey, on the third day, he appeared unto Mary Magdalene, and he said, "Why weepest thou?" He said, "Hey," he said, "be of good cheer, honey." And she turned and looked, and supposing him to be the gardener, but when she looked at him, honey, there wasn't no doubt, there wasn't no question. Thanks be unto God. She fell down at his feet, and she worshipped, because of the one that should have been laying in that tomb wasn't laying there no more. Amen. Woo, hallelujah tonight. But I'm telling you, if I could give out just one of them old-timer war howl shouts, that I would. Honey, but I just can't do it tonight. But can I tell you, thank God I can praise Him. Amen. I can praise Him. That they ain't no bones and they ain't no dust and they ain't no great possession. Honey, but the greatest possession of all that Jesus had was the church He bought on Calvary. Amen. Tonight. And He bought it by the mercies of God. Being that one-time sacrifice, He shed His blood. And the Father honored it. And He blessed Him. Where's that Jesus at today of mercy? I don't see Him, preacher. And I don't know where He's at. Let me just tell you where He's at. A dear friend, He's up there. And that dear friend in the office of God. Amen. He's working the royal priesthood. What He's doing. He's making intercession. A dear friend for the saints of God. He's saying, Father, just a little bit more time. To get a little bit more in. Father, give them a little bit more mercy. Spare them a little longer, that they might be a few more that'll come on in, that'll accept me as their Savior. Oh, just a little while longer, honey. And I'm going to tell you, after a while, I got to hurry tonight. But friend, I'm going to say, thank be unto God. One day's after a while, and He's going to be promoted again. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I find, thank God for Jesus, because I've obtained mercy. How about you tonight, Christian? Are you thankful tonight you got mercy when you should have been murdered? Amen. Ain't you glad you got mercy when you should have been messed up? When you should have been, dear friend, down in the mud hole, down there in the hog lot, when you ought to have been down there, dear friend, and that with nowhere else to turn? David said, when no man cared for my soul, friend, he found somebody. And that on his right hand side, he found Brother David. Somebody on his left hand side, he found somebody out there in front of him. And in the Old Testament, and that for the backside, they called it the rearward. Honey, I'm glad he's got my rearward. He's got my back tonight. Thank God. And that's mercy if I ain't never seen it. Amen. That's mercy. That's the love of God in its most rarest form. Dear friend, the mercy that is shed upon Calvary. When the world turned black, amen, and the Father turned His back from His Son. Amen, I've heard those that's tried to teach contrary to this. Honey, I'm going to say you ain't got a leg to stand on, because God had to take His eyes off His Son in order for Him, listen to me tonight, and that because of the sin that was on His shoulders, because the shame of the world that was on His shoulders, because, dear friend, of what He put on Himself, and that on the cross of Calvary, He hung it all right there, honey. And I want to say thank God, and that God did turn His eyes for just a time, and that dear friend, and He gave up the ghost, and He died. And friend, I want to say in that moment, the Bible said the earth quaked. I believe God turned back around, and He seen, and that dear friend, there was His Son. Oh, but listen, Jesus done said, it is a finish. Father, into Thine hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. And I believe God shook this earth from the foundation of the most inner parts of it. And He took, honey, and He rent that veil of the temple in twain from the top to the bottom. Oh, honey, you say, what does that mean, preacher? It means He bridged the gap over your hell that you deserved. And He made a way for whosoever will, let him come. And call upon the name of the Lord, and they shall be saved. If that ain't mercy tonight, David McNamee, I don't know what is. Hey man, He done it for me. He done it for you, friend. Mercy has been obtained by Jesus. Secondly tonight, if you're saved by the grace of Almighty God, and that, friends, we've got some things to look forward to, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute, but you bear with me. And that He's saved us by His mercy and grace, and that to give us a mission. Now, I may slow down right here tonight, boy. I'm telling you, there's good liberty to preach tonight. But I want to say this to you, friend. He's given us a mission. He's given us a mission. What are you talking about? And that, just real quickly, before I move farther into that, let me take you to the book of Titus and finish up mercy to take us into the mission. He gave us mercy to save us and to seal us. The book of Ephesians tells us that very clearly. And that under the day of redemption, He saved us and sealed us. And that He said He's gave us everlasting life. And that the argument and that of losing your salvation is squashed in the Word of God if you'll read your Bible, amen. And that, but thank God tonight, by His mercy, He saved us. Now look what it says in Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 4. It said, but after that kindness and love of God our Savior toward men appeared. And that not by works of righteousness. So that just go ahead and squashes the whole theory that you can work your way into heaven. And that, but look, it said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, and at which He shed abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, of that being justified by His grace, and that we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Then the Bible says this. Amen. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. And these things are good and profitable unto men. So He's saying it's good to do good works, but you got to be saved. You got to be washed in the blood. You've got to have mercy applied to your life. And then I want to say, secondly, moving on forward, if you have received mercy, if He has given His life for you, then dear friend, listen, and you've gave your life in return, He's saying, Jesus, I believe You died for me. I believe that You shed Your blood for me. Would You forgive me of my sins? Come into my heart and life and save me and be my Savior, and I'll live for You. You made a covenant with God that You'd live for Him, that You'd believe the Bible, every word from cover to back, that You would constantly be found about the Father's business. So secondly, He gave us a mission. If you've obtained mercy, you've obtained a mission. And so let me give you some scripture tonight. And we are probably going to slow down just a little bit, because I believe the Christian people today has forgot our mission. In John chapter 14, and that Jesus, and he said that He had gone to prepare a place for us. Now we're going to go back to John 14 here in just a moment. But friend, He is going to prepare a place for us that we, while we are here, and stay the light, amen. We be the light while Jesus is gone. And so now you bear with me. The mission, Mark, in that chapter number 16 and verse number 15, and that the Bible says this, and Jesus said unto him, He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and he is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And the Bible said, and these signs shall follow them that believe, and in my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Dear friend, Jesus said, I'm going to give you power to preach my word. Amen. He said, I've gave you a message, and I've given you a mission. Amen. And we can turn to the latter part of the book of Matthew, and we can read even further where He said to go in and to every living creature and proclaim the gospel. To tell them all of what Jesus has done through mercy. That we may be given a mission that somebody else down the road can obtain the same mercy that we obtained. Now, I don't know anybody that has been saved for any time that would sit back and say, I don't want anybody else to have what I've got. But honey, I want to say, I want everybody in this world to feel what I feel in my heart. not just tonight, but thank God on Monday morning when I'm tired and I'm at work and I'm probably irritated, but honey, I'm still as saved and happy in my soul. I can have the worst day of my life and thank God I'm still happy. I'm saved and I'm not going to hell tonight. Amen. I'm happy because I've obtained something I didn't deserve. Amen. And so tonight I've been given a mission. You've been given a mission. And that mission is to tell everybody about the one who gave you the mercy. And so he tells us time and time again, he told the disciples, he said, I go away to prepare, or he said, I'm going away. And he said, so when I go away, he said, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He said, I will send you a comforter. He said, I'll send the Holy Spirit. And dear friend, they found out what that was all about in Acts chapter number 2. On the day of Pentecost, sir, they said, and the Spirit of Almighty God fell in a great and a miraculous way. And there that day, there was 3,000 souls added to the children of God, to the early church. Honey, the mission was this. Honey, they was about to get out of Jerusalem. They was about to go into the highways and hedges. They was about to preach like they'd never preached. Honey, Philip was about to tear loose. Peter was about to preach like they'd never heard preaching before. Honey, I believe you could have got a good picture of Christ and that on the mount, and that of the Sermon on the Mount, and that when you seen the Spirit of Almighty God, and that was there when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Boy, I'm telling you, could you imagine, David, the power that was there? People in the streets, people trying to do everything they could to get in there to find out what was happening. There was a mission taking place. And they said, we got to go. I see this time and time again. I'll say this real quickly and we're going to move on. We're going to be done here in just a minute. But I see in the mission, dear friend, that as they was there at Jerusalem, God had to push them boys out. He had to push them out of Jerusalem. He had to get them into the world. What do you mean tonight, preacher? If you find it and you read in your Bible, they kept trying to come back to Jerusalem. They'd go out for a little ways and they'd come right back. I believe it's a place of comfort for them. I believe it's a place and that where they was comfortable, where they would come and they'd say, well, this is going to be all right. We know these people. There's places here where we can abide if we need housing. There's a place here where we got protection. But honey, all of a sudden, God sent a persecution like nobody had ever seen. And that on that early church down there in Jerusalem, honey, they thought they'd done away with Jesus and that dear friend, and all of a sudden, and here's a band of men that's preaching the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Pharisees had a fit. The Sadducee court had a fit. But then all of a sudden persecution hit at home. And I believe God used that for a tool to push the mission out of Jerusalem and into the highways and hedges of the world. The mission, what's the mission? That none would perish, but all would come to repentance. Amen. He said it wasn't His will that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Honey, I want to say for the Christian tonight that finds themselves comfortable upon a pew, it's time to get up. Yep. It's time to do something. Amen. It's time to act in that on your belief and your faith. Amen. I want to say tonight, and that friend, we've all got a work to do. We've all got a peculiar thing, and that Jesus has given us to do. He's given us words to say. He's given us a testimony that's ours. And it's not for us to keep up locked up in the heart and safe of our heart, but it's to share to this world that they might not die lost and go to a place called hell. But friend, tonight He's given us a mission, and it's time that we do it. And that He's called some of us to preach. He's called some of us and that to be great teachers. He's raised us up, and that in knowledge that we could teach, and that He's gave us abilities, and that we could sing praises unto God. Honey, I say, Lord forbid that you sit on your backside at the house of God and say, I shall not be moved. But friend, it's time that we get up and get busy. It's time that we do what God has given us the ability to do. Honey, and I say, if I preach until it's my last last breath. I say that if I stand up on this word of God till I'm dead, that's what God's called me to do. He's called me to share it. He's called me to preach it. Even when nobody wants to hear it, he said, preach on, son, because I've called you. I brought you to it. I'll bring you through it. Amen. Thank God tonight for the mission that he's given us. If he saved you, honey, he's give you something to do. Amen. And I want to say for those that sits on their stool to do nothing, amen, it's time that you burn that thing, throw it away, amen, chop it up into kindling, do away with it, and let God use you, and that for his glory and for his honor. I don't know about you, David, but I'm looking forward to getting a crown when I get to heaven. I want a crown, amen. I'm not saying that to lift myself up, but the Apostle Paul wrote, and he said, for henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Amen. And I'm thankful tonight that if I'll keep in this race, if I'll fight the good fight, dear friend, if I'll finish my course and if I'll keep the faith, he said there'll be a crown laid up for me, honey, and I'm looking forward to that great crowning day. Amen. I may get up there and I may not get it. I try to do the best I can do in this walk of life, and I believe that's what God has for us to do. Amen. Just do the best you can do, and mercy's there to do the rest. Amen. He's given us a mission. Thirdly tonight, not only has he gave us mercy and a mission, thank God he's given us a mansion. I began to look in the Bible, and I guess I had a conversation here a while back with a young man, and he said, well, you know, the Bible don't really talk about mansions. He said, you know, my Bible tells me there's many rooms. There's many rooms up there in heaven. And I just couldn't help myself. I just got a case of couldn't help it. Yeah. And I had to share in John 14. Yeah. And I said, son, I don't mean to burst your bubble or anything like that. And I said, I don't know what kind of Bible you carry, but I'll tell you what my Bible says. And my Bible tells me that there ain't going to be many rooms. I want to say tonight there's going to be many mansions in that in the Father's house. And the Bible said in the King James Version, chapter 14 of John, he said, let your heart not be troubled. He said, but if you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, for in my Father's house, and at his Father's house, can I say there's a new Jerusalem falling down one of these days? Honey, there's a house that's being prepared for the saint of God that'll endure. Honey, for the saint of God that'll go on. For the saint of God that'll pray when nobody else will pray. For the old saint of God that'll preach with the fire of God on him. Honey, they is saints prepared for us. Honey, I want to say in my Father's house, they ain't just many rooms. Honey, they ain't just a check-in desk with a bunch of rooms in a corridor. But honey, they's a street paved with gold. They's walls of pure jasper. They's a hallelujah square with the fount of God springing up into everlasting life in the middle of it. Honey, they's a river of life clear as crystal. And honey, it's proceeding out of the throne of God there in the city. But look what the Bible says. Honey, this is a big old place.
Bless him, Lord.
This is a big old place. And there's a lot of room for those who will trust in his mercy and that'll take the mission up. Honey, there's a mansion prepared for you. I've thought about it. And I Googled it up, and the only place I could find that word mansion is in John chapter 14. Well, if it was only mentioned once, preacher, it must not have been too important. Can I remind you who said it? In my Bible, it's written in red, David. So that means that great high priest who obtained mercy. And that pit, hey, he told old John, he said, put her down, son. He said, because I said it, it's going to be, amen. It'll stand when this world's on fire. It'll stand when nobody else will stand on it. It ain't going to have nobody standing for it. It'll stand by itself, bless God. It'll be true till the coming of the Lord. Amen. I got to read this scripture. He said, let not your heart be troubled. But if you believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus talking. He said, in my Father's house, house are many mansions. He said, and if it... Boy, I like it tonight. If it were not so, he said, I would have told you. He said, and I go to prepare a place for you. He said, and if I go... He said, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, he said, there you may be also. He said, and whether I go, you know. He said, and the way, you know. And there was old Doubting Thomas standing there in the middle in verse number 5, and he said, Lord, he said, we don't know where you go. He said, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus, he answered that question real quick. And he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And listen to what he said. Boy, this is crucial tonight. And this squashes every other doctrine. Every other man-made up theory that has pushed Jesus out of this picture and put him in a box somewhere. Hey, I'm telling you, if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got nothing, honey. He said, and no man come unto the Father but by me. He said, it's by my blood. It's by my word. It's by what I'm going to do. He said, it's the only way you're going to be able to come and into mercy. Amen. It's going to be by me. Amen. The only way you're going to get a mission is because of what I've done to give you something to do. He said, I was light. He said, but I've passed the torch. He said, hey man, we're putting our Christmas trees up. Some of you's done got them up before Thanksgiving. Bless your hearts. But honey, I want to say some of us done forgot about Jesus. Honey, you light your trees up. You put your lanterns up. You put your lights on your porch and across your house. Honey, but I'm going to tell you what's shining in the windowsill of my heart. Honey, I may got a Christmas tree standing right here tonight. Oh, but honey, I want to say that there's a star and that in my heart that's shining brighter than any light I've ever known. It's brighter than any candlestick I've ever lit. Honey, and he's put it in me that I can shine it to the world. John said, I'm not the light, but I've come to bear witness of the light. Amen. He said, I'm just a forerunner. Amen. He said, but there's one coming. Yeah. He said, he's preferred before me. Yeah. Amen. He said, whose shoe latch that I'm unworthy to even stoop down and unloose. Yeah. Man, look what he said. He said, and if you had known me, you should have known my Father also.
That's right.
And from henceforth, you know him. And you've seen him if you know me. Yes. Old Philip was there and he said, Lord, show us the Father, if it sufficeth thee. Jesus said unto him, he said, I've been with you so long, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip. I believe that lit a fire in Philip's heart. Mm-hmm. Honey, I'm telling you. He said, and he that has seen me has seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? I want to say tonight, dear friend, that there's been a mansion given us. And it tells us here in John 4, in verse number 2, I've got to hurry tonight. So I'm telling you, I about preached, I'll run out of gas tonight. But I want to turn real quick, and that to 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians in chapter number 5, and the Bible says this. In verse number 1, here's some more of that for you know. Jesus told them all, he said, you know, and you've seen me. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 1, the writer wrote this down, Paul, and he said, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were to dissolve, We have a building of God and a house not made with hands. Eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house. Paul said, I'm wanting to be clothed in the house of God.
Amen.
He said, I'm ready to be there. Honey, I don't know. I believe my mansion's got my name on the door, Dave. It's mine.
Amen.
It's mine.
Right,
and I don't think there's a keyhole that locks that door. I don't know if it's got a door on it. But there's a mailbox at the end of that driveway that's got my name on it. And my name's only on it because when God rolls back, and that dear friend, the pages of the book of life, and he finds Cody Ryan Harris, he'll find me wrote down there in blood, I'm sure of it. How are you so sure tonight, preacher? Because I'm telling you, I ain't never been the same since the day I met my Savior.
Yeah.
He changed me.
Amen.
Amen. He changed me. And the Bible said, you just go on in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians into verse 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, who hath given us to the ministry of reconciliation. Boy, you talking about by mercy to the mission that we may receive a mansion. Whew. I want to take you one more place tonight. Let me read one more verse tonight. Paul said in verse number 8, 2 Corinthians 5, he said, for we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. We're all going to stand in judgment. But honey, can I say, will mercy step in on your behalf? And will you receive that mansion? Will God look on your life? The things you do with the time you have allotted is going to determine a whole lot when we get to the judgment seat of Christ. When that gavel gets ready to fall and God says you're guilty, will Jesus say, mercy stepped in? That and there saved. That and there had a mission. And that and there is going to receive a mansion. Honey, I don't know about this, but according to the mansion, we'll receive a whole lot more. We're going to get that crown. According to our mission, what we've done, what we've had time to do, what we've had allotted. But I'm going to say this in closing tonight. That mansion is just as real of anything as I've ever read. But the Bible says in that in the book of Revelation, in verse number 1, in chapter 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw a holy city at New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorneth from her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle, the house of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears for it. We preached on this last Friday. And God shall wipe away the tears from all their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the seat of the throne said, behold, I'll make all things new. Ain't you glad, David?
Amen.
And he said unto me, write. And he said, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I'll give unto him all the athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. There's in mansions. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And then it goes into those that will not inherit that place. Friend, tonight I want to say that when the book is closed, when the judgment has come to an end, will mercy step in? Will he speak on behalf of your mission, your work, your life, what you've done? And will he say he's got a mansion? Well, preacher, I don't think he's going to say that. He's going to say, enter in, my good and faithful servant, for I knew you. Enter in. Go get your mansion. Go see what I've prepared. Go sit down at the table that I've prepared. And tonight I want to ask you, have you received mercy? Have you received mercy through the Lord Jesus Christ, His blood shed on Calvary? Have you began your mission? And thirdly and lastly, search your heart tonight. Will you receive that mansion? Everything that God has prepared for those who love Him. He said He worked all things good for those that love Him. And one of these days, my trouble's going to be over. And I'm going to enter into a place of eternal rest, eternal peace, eternal, I'm telling you, just tranquility. It's going to be a place, dear friend, where no more wars will be fought. There'll be no more strife or bitterness or bickering in amongst the children of God. There'll not be no more of this he said, she said, and that, did you see old so-and-so? And did you hear what they said about me? Ain't going to be no more of that. Honey, I say, one day it's all going to be squashed. And thank God for it. Tonight as we come to a close and we bow our heads in prayer, I want to ask you, do you know mercy tonight? Do you know Jesus? Have you begun a mission and a good work for God? And that tonight to let everybody know about this mercy in Jesus you've received. And are you excited to your very depth and core that one of these days after a while you're going to prance, shout, jump into a brand new home that God's prepared with His own hand? Father, we love You tonight. We thank You. God, I thank You tonight for allowing us the privilege to preach Your Word. Father, I thank You, God, for the good spirit that we feel in this place tonight. God, I thank You, Lord God, and that for the fire that You've lit in my bones and in my heart for this Scripture and this message. Father, and I pray tonight that as it goes out across the airwaves, it would pierce the heart of men, women, boys and girls. And God, if their time has come to receive mercy, the lot has fallen upon them, then God, tonight I ask You with all my heart, God, that tonight You would captivate them so strongly. God, I know You're able. God, I know You want to. But God, I pray, Lord, that heart would be so mashed up and so soft from that old stony heart tonight that they ain't no way that they'd be able to escape Your love tonight, Your mercy. God, I pray You'd captivate them. God, that You'd apprehend them as You did Paul on the road to Damascus. Father, we love You tonight. I thank You, God, for ministering to us. Bless this broadcast. God, I pray You bless Brother Jody next week as he comes and stands and preaches. God, I pray You'd preach him to death, Lord. Just, Lord, I pray You just give him the message, God, so powerful and so strong. God, that they'd be hearts converted. They'd be lives changed. God, we love You. We thank You. We praise You for all things. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We love You tonight. Thank God for you. This has been Washed by the Blood Ministries. Cody Harris, we love you. And we thank God for each of you. May you be blessed in the Lord. May God go with you. May He minister to you each day. And remember this, friend, as we close, Jesus is coming soon. God bless you.